Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 50, and I'm Jessica, a native and passionate French teacher. Today, I'm going to go over an article that I wrote and published some time ago on my website. My website is frenchyourway.com.au. So that's what I'm going to do over the next few months. And here I'm taking you a little bit behind the scene of the creation of my podcast. I'm actually batch recording as many episodes as I can at the moment, due to the imminent birth of our baby girl. And I don't know, like, she could arrive in 3 weeks' time from the moment when I'm talking that I'm recording, and she's due on Valentine's Day, but she can arrive earlier. And I know that in the first few months of her life, our life is going to change. I don't know, like, to what extent and how much time I will have available, because I will be her primary carer, which I'm really looking forward to. I don't know how I'm going to deal with fatigue, blah, blah, blah. So I plan not to be working. However, I wanted the podcast, both French Away podcast and French Voices podcast, to continue rolling. So I'm recording, I'm working very, very hard ahead, and I've decided to make a mix of brand new episodes that I design specially for French Way podcast, and to also go over some articles that I published some time ago and just propose them in a different format, so the audio version. If you don't know my website, it's a good way for you to be introduced to that content as well. So this episode will be my top 10 tips to make the most of your private language lessons. And this applies to any language in general, not just French. But yes, these are my tips to really optimize the time that you have with your private teacher or your tutor. And in the show note of this episode, I'm actually putting a link to the written article, like the written version of this episode, if you want to go and read through it as well. So my really first tip would be to just ask your private teacher any question you may have. Teachers are always happy to assist. If they are not, well, you need to find a new teacher. And I mean, if you're not asking your questions while you're having a one-on-one or a very small group lesson, when are you going to find another opportunity to ask them? It's really the time for you. The teacher should adapt to you, your pace, and your interest, and probably not the other way around. So do ask any question, and don't feel like you're asking a stupid question, because we've heard it all, and it's also fine for us to repeat, because sometimes it can take a few or many times saying over the same thing to actually, like, just to click or to understand. And it's not just valid for languages, it's for everything in life. Number two, don't think you're stupid if you forget something. That's what I just said. Repetition is a normal part of the assimilation process. So yeah, just think about the time when you were a child and you were learning your own native language. You made the same mistake many times before the correct structure could definitely sink in. So that's totally normal. Plus, you have the right to forget things. I know you're probably do things other than French in your life. You have a job, you have kids. So you can be just forgetful, especially if you have just one session a week or every second week. Sometimes you may just need the teacher to repeat, like explain the same thing but a different way, because it just, the way that it is explained doesn't click with you. So it's part of the repetition, but just try to maybe have the thing approach, like the notion approach, on a different angle, or look on the internet about a notion if you think you haven't understood it well. Maybe the way it is explained, like in the video, in the podcast, or in the article, will be more, will talk to you more. Third tip is try. So don't just freeze and say it's too complicated, or just first thing, work on how you can convey your message simply. You don't need to make 100 word sentences, and don't be afraid to make mistake. Your teacher is there to help you set everything straight. Focus on putting your message across. Number four, get involved. So let your private teacher know if you want to work on something specific. For example, you want to brush up your grammar notion, you want assistance to read or a letter that a French person sent to you, or you want to write a letter to them. It's better if you can try to communicate with your tutor in advance, like not on the day of the lesson if possible, that you want to work on something specific, so that the teacher can prepare relevant material for your next session. At worst, if you just ask on the day, it has happened multiple times that I have a student said, oh, today can we work on that? And yeah, because for private lessons, again, the students should be at the center of the learning process. Number five would be for you to find your learning style. So review your notes regularly and see how you can retain the information better. Maybe you need to rearrange the notes, like rewrite them down, create some vocab lists. So by, again, writing them down or entering them in spreadsheet, or just reading aloud, or try to look for online exercises, whatever works best for you. So if you're not sure about what your most efficient learning strategy is, maybe your teacher can help you find it. Number six, do extra homework to reinforce grammar notions. So there are tons of free online resources available. You can also buy a textbook with grammar exercises. If you don't like this type of exercises, like the academic grammar textbooks, don't force yourself to do it, because it will remove the dimension of pleasure from you, and it will be boring for you. However, some people are really interested and want to do some exercises, so I recommend you get a good grammar exercise book, but one that has the answers. It would really make your life easier if you can check your answers by yourself. So that will help you to see as well the grammar notions used in various contexts, in various sentences. The aim of grammar exercises is to just systematize, so to create some automatic reflex and to reinforce the notions. But then, of course, you still need to be able to use the grammar notions in your own sentences. And that's my next tip for you, tip number seven. That would be to regularly submit essays to your private teacher. They don't need to have given you a specific written assignment. You can just decide to write like a diary entry. I often start with that because it's like very easy. What have you done during the day or over the last weekend, or what are you going to do? Or you can write about a movie that you've seen, or maybe a piece of news, like anything really. The reason why it is that it is really good is that your own production is the best material for your teacher to assess your ability to reuse what you've learned, so out of the context of systematic exercises, that allows to track your progress. And that is the practical complement of the previous tip. So yeah, put it in context, put it in your own word, see how you can articulate all the knowledge you have by writing a text. Writing is also very good. It's less scary than speaking, in that I call speaking an immediate skill, and writing is not immediate, so you can just take whatever time you need to write your own sentences. You can pause, check a word in the dictionary. So you can really take your time to try to put correct sentences together and to think it through. Tip number 8 would be for you to look for other non-formal opportunities to practice, because it's best to learn using different ways and different media. So apart from the formal lessons and exercises, you can listen to podcasts. This you already know because that's what you're doing at the moment. So French Away podcast, I have French voices for the more upper intermediate and advanced of you. There are many other French podcasts around. Watch movies, go to some meetups in your area. So I also wrote an article that is called How to Add French to Your Daily Life, and I've put the link in the show notes of the episode. So check that if you need a bit of inspiration. Number 9, ask yourself if you have the right teacher, because language learning is really a beautiful challenge, and it's fascinating, and it should be enriching and exciting for you. You don't want to be bored and lose your motivation, right? So it is very important that you find a private teacher whose personality and teaching style suits you. Sometimes it's nothing personal, but it's just you don't have this connection, or the teacher cannot understand really your needs and your teaching, like your learning style. And just feel free to walk away and find another teacher. There's somebody out there for you, because there are so many great teachers around. So ask yourself if you have the right teacher. And you can also check, wrote an article, which is the what type of teacher do you have? I'm going to add that in the show notes, yeah. And I'm talking about the killing teachers, the ones who kill every desire and motivation, versus the killer teachers, the one that you remember and the one that make the experience, like they take the experience to a whole new level. And number 10, be dedicated. So try to schedule your private lessons at a pace that will fit both your budget, but also your lifestyle and your needs. So, for example, you may want anywhere between one lesson a day and one lesson a week, if you find you easily forget what you learned, or if you don't have the budget for it. But then one lesson a day can be really good if, for example, it's very short sessions and you're retired or you're a stay-at-home mom. Not so much if you have children, but like if you're really busy, it's just not going to fit into your schedule, and then you'll never be revising between lessons, and you will never do any homework, and it's just a waste. So don't do too much, don't do too little that you forget in between lessons, and then we have to go backwards a little bit every time. So find the right balance. If you are regularly studying or exposed to French language and you just want a bit of maintenance, you may find that a lesson every second week is enough. That's what I do with some of my most advanced students. But in any case, try to find a discipline and to stick with your schedule. So refrain from abusive cancellations or making excuses even for yourself not to have regular lessons, because your learning progress can really suffer from a lack of consistency. And then all your efforts and your money will have gone down the drain. So keep it regular. Now, that were my 10 tips. Do you have any other tips to share? So feel free to comment. I will put the link to the article in the show notes. So go there. You could be helping other students. And I think there are already quite a few comments there. So just join the conversation. And of course, if I can add tip number 11 to improve your French even more, I would recommend that you subscribe to my newsletter. You can do that on my website or go to frenchyourway.com.au/newsletter, frenchyourway.com.au/newsletter. And in this newsletter, I always send a monthly recording in French with a little story about me or about growing up in France. So you can only have access to it if you are subscribed, and that gives you a little bit of exposure and also a little bit of connection with me. That's it. So don't forget to check all the links that I'm putting for you. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.